In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.
Amazon has everything for every kind of Father's Day. Whether that's a waffle maker for his beloved breakfast in bed.
Come to Papa.
Or new pickleball paddles for some friendly father-son competition.
Come to Papa! Yeah!
Or gifts like a steel shaker for his signature Dad Hatton cocktail.
Come to Papa.
Ooh. From cookware to sports gear, shop everything for Father's Day on Amazon.
Hey, Fidelity. How can I remember to invest every month?
With the Fidelity app, you can choose a schedule and set up recurring investments in stocks and ETFs.
Oh, that sounds easier than I thought.
You got this.
Yeah, I do. Now, where did I put my keys?
You will find them where you left them.
Investing involves risk, including risk of loss. Fidelity Brokerage Services, LLC, member NYSE, SIPC.
I think that James is a very good player that is extremely valuable to the Bills, but I think that the Bills are valuable to James Cook as well. When you have a quarterback like Josh Allen, when you have the run scheme like the Bills have with the run blocking, I think there's a lot that James benefits from being in this ecosystem to play his best football. I think that's part of the equation, and I do wonder what factors are important to Brandon Bean. You know, he hasn't paid a running back. Is there something that could be different? I mean, the Bills know who James Cook is. Are they adverse to meeting those demands because they don't want to put those types of resources into the position?
Joe Marino from his visit with us last segment, Locked On Bills. If you missed that, you can check it out in on-demand audio, WGR550.com and the Odyssey app. Good morning. It is overcast looking right now. Not the greatest weather. Hopefully we get some sun a little bit later on tonight. I had a volleyball game last night. All that sand talk from earlier in the week, I might have been asking for it. Karma, me not knowing anything about sand apparently, and then last night in the rain, it's just like cement. Basically, in spots, you got to rake it. You got to rake it.
Like diving in wet sand is the worst thing in the world.
It's because it clumps. Yeah, the clumps of it like got in my shirt last night at one point in time. That's no fun. You get home and you're like walking through the house and like, oh crap, there's sand falling out of my shirt. Run, yeah, not great. Anyways, that conversation we had with Joe. His assumption, and we could play this out, maybe in the next hour, we can try to piece together who we think will get what. But his assumption, from the get-go is the Bills are not going to be this crazy, pass-heavy, tons of pass volume that you might see like in Cincinnati. Last year, he mentions Joe Burrow throws the ball over 600 times, or even like Josh Allen had a season where he threw over 600 times. That's right to do, right? There's no question about that. Like the Bills are going to look in terms, we've not talked much pass versus run ratio this offseason because we saw it work and nobody expects it really to change for any reason, correct? How much the Bills
pass
the ball.
You mean like what the ratio is or how heavy they are?
Yeah, like the Bills.
No, I would expect about the same. I think that's a good place to start.
Yeah.
About the same.
Like there are ebbs and flows to the league.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe pass volume goes back up a little bit over the next couple of years. But I don't know why the Bills would feel the need to start that change.
No, I think it's game will dictate it. Sure. Score will dictate it. If you go back a couple of years ago, there were more blowouts. So, you know, you kind of just kind of run it a little bit more or whatever. Maybe last year, not as many, but still had some games in hand. All that stuff matters. The Bengals, part of the reason why they threw the ball as much, they were losing.
Yeah.
I mean, yes, they have Joe Burrow and they have Ja'Marr Chase and T. Higgins. Why wouldn't you throw it to them?
But they were always playing catch-up.
But they were playing catch-up. Their defense stunk.
Yeah. That's a good point. And the Bills' defense, even that's what's – I've got this bet with Jeremy that's going to be up there forever probably. McDermott will have a bottom 10 defense on defense at one point in his career.
Bottom 10 defense?
Yeah, at any point in his career.
Like an overall on points or yards?
I think we did by DVOA.
Okay.
To try to make it like schedule reliant a little bit. If their defense allowed them to be able to play the style of offense that they wanted last year with all the injuries they had, and all the holes, DeMar Hamlin starting the entire year and Kyrie Elam having to start several games last year when they might not have wanted to do that. And, I mean, their D-line wasn't as deep as maybe it is right now. That's for sure. That defense, with all those pieces, still managed to be okay. Maybe not in the playoffs and in the Chief game. They probably wanted more at their disposal. But you know what I mean? Like, If the Bills with McDermott and Bobby Babich running the show with all those holes on defense still don't look like what Cincinnati looked like last year, I don't know that they ever will. I don't know how it would happen that they ever would, because will they ever have as many holes on defense as they did last year? Will they ever have to reach into their depth as much as they did last year is maybe a better way to put it.
I mean, you can never predict injuries, right? That could happen. I think, though, Joe, the issue is, when you say it like that, the overall numbers lend to your point, which are correct.
Mm-hmm.
But there were games last year where they just were not good on defense and did not get the job done.
Sure, the Ram game.
Right, the Ram game. The Lions game late, right? They were great in the first half.
The Ram game was a Bengals-y game, right?
Right.
Allen, I watched the highlights of that game actually the other day.
In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.
Amazon has everything for every kind of Father's Day. Whether that's a waffle maker for his beloved breakfast in bed.
Come to Papa.
Mm-mm. Mm. Or new pickleball paddles for some friendly father-son competition.
Come to Papa. Yeah!
Or gifts like a steel shaker for his signature Dad hat and cocktail.
Come to Papa.
Ooh. From cookware to sports gear, shop everything for Father's Day on Amazon.
Hey, Fidelity. How can I remember to invest every month?
With the Fidelity app, you can choose a schedule and set up recurring investments in stocks and ETFs.
Oh, that sounds easier than I thought.
You got this.
Yeah, I do. Now, where did I put my keys?
You will find them where you left them.
Investing involves risk, including risk of loss. Fidelity Brokerage Services, LLC, member NYSE, SIPC.
That game might get lost to Bills history because they lost it, because the defense couldn't stop. They couldn't stop Puka Nacua, right? Puka Nacua was just running mm-hmm. through them in the secondary. Josh Allen was some of the throws he made in that game. I hope they don't get lost to history, because they probably will, because they lost. He was dealing that day.
Yeah,
he throws a touchdown pass to Mac Hollins where there is no room to put this football.
The and one somehow in the inside shoulder, left shoulder.
Yes.
There.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then you had the throw to Khalil over the middle. Khalil breaks it free.
Yep.
And then there's how about the one down the sidelines? Oh, yeah. My God. That was right in front of me. It was incredible.
Shakir like almost gets blasted as he's catching. Like, that ball has to arrive at that exact split
second. It was
second.
Incredible. You're right. But I'm looking at some of the scores and remember. The Baltimore Ravens game, 35 points given up. And then the following week, they go to Houston. They buttoned up late, but 23 points. They allow Nico Collins over the top. A little busted coverage there, right? Even the Dolphins here at home, that was a close game throughout. They gave up 27 points. That's too many, right? You can't do that.
Yep.
Rams, Lions. So, yes, I agree with you. Like, overall, the defense was okay. It was fine. It did the job. The Ravens game in the playoffs, they had to rely on turnovers, which they did quite a bit last year.
And that was a lot of the season, too. That was a lot of the season. There were games where
you
like, they were
made the point many turnovers. Times, and I agree with you. You can't count on that many turnovers. Generally, like,
mm-hmm.
you're not going to get as many as the Bills had. It's great. Right. You coach it. You want it. You want to be aggressive. So any coach will tell you, no, we coach it. We preach it. That's fine. No yeah. doubt. It's not a game plan. Right. It's a, we're gonna do our best to get these. You can't go into a game going, oh, we're going to be fine because we're going to get the ball three times. You can't. You try it. It's not a game plan, though.
And that's been my point on offense, too, that you can't rely on them totally for forcing, and you also can't rely totally on not having any of your own. Historically good last year at not turning the ball over. That leads, though, to really, I mean, you could say this about the whole roster, I would say. I've mentioned how I believe their receiver room, Moore and Palmer, not necessarily in that order, in for Cooper and Hollins, is an upgrade. The defense and kind of allowing the Bills offense to play that style. Like they won't have to play the way the Bengals do. I see their defense improving. Even with the turnovers probably regressing and coming back to earth. Would you not say there's no position on defense right now that you think will be better? That's why I wanted to ask you about corner. That's the only one where maybe there's a possibility it's not. But wouldn't you say right now that it's likely they will be better at cornerback in 2025 than they were in 2024? That they will get better results on the field? Or would you say that shouldn't be a gimme? Because Rasul Douglas was not what he was 2 years ago, but he also wasn't terrible.
He wasn't terrible. He never took the ball away.
He didn't do that.
In this year where this team was taking the ball away every single game,
right?
He never got one. And he was the guy that was doing it all the time at the end of the year before.
Yeah. But would you expect Hairston, White, Jackson, whatever the combo is, whoever's on that opposite side of Christian Benford, will give the Bills results as good, if not better, than what Douglas was last year?
I think at least the same, right? So I think you're about the same.
Okay.
I would hope for better. I just don't know what you're going to get. I don't know if Max Hairston, and you'll have more depth. If you have to turn to somebody, you have something to happen like you did in the Kansas City game, you have more depth. But the actual play-to-play, if it's going to be better, I'm not sure about that, to be quite honest with you.
I think the hope would be that they are better.
Yeah, for sure.
I mean, a lot of that's on your first-round pick. A lot of that's
100%. If it's
how
not...
How ready is he?
100%. I had this conversation with a couple other media members at OTAs. Do you think that the Bills, would prefer, if they could just choose, how it would go, they would choose that Max Hairston wins that job?
100%. 100. Yes, I think absolutely they would.
That would validate the pick, and you feel real good about what you're doing.
Right.
Right?
Especially for the beginning of the year. You might expect, hey, if he wins the job going into week one, and he gets a couple of months under his belt, you know, your hope would be that there's even more growth as he's playing, so by the time you get to January, he's an even better player, a more fully formed player than he was, you know, in September.
Are you confident they're better at defensive tackle? I think, but with Walker but Ogunjobi after 6 weeks, I mean, it might take a little while here.
I would say yes. The likelihood is they are better. TJ Sanders, too, in the second round.
Yeah, sure. Okay. I would agree then.
You know the difference?
When you add in all that.
We got to hit a break.
Yep.
But the biggest difference there would be I wouldn't predict that you're going to get to the middle of this season and the Bills are adding defensive tackles off the street. They have done in each of the last two seasons.
Again,
not just to the roster, those guys played.
Goes to your depth again. That's right.
So you're right. Your depth is better. 803-0550 is the phone number. Coming up at 9, we'll talk to Tom Gazzola about the Edmonton Oilers and the potential for a rematch against the Panthers in the Stanley Cup Final. So stay tuned for that here on WGR.
In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.
Amazon has everything for every kind of Father's Day. Whether that's a waffle maker for his beloved breakfast in bed.
Come to Papa.
Mm-mm. Mm. Or new pickleball paddles for some friendly father-son competition.
Come to Papa.
Yeah!
Or gifts like a steel shaker for his signature Dad Hat and cocktail.
Come to Papa.
Ooh. From cookware to sports gear, shop everything for Father's Day on Amazon.
Hey, Fidelity. How can I remember to invest every month?
With the Fidelity app, you can choose a schedule and set up recurring investments in stocks and ETFs.
Oh, that sounds easier than I thought.
You got this.
Yeah, I do. Now, where did I put my keys?
You will find them where you left them.
Investing involves risk, including risk of loss. Fidelity Brokerage Services, LLC, member NYSE, SIPC.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.